Good morning. My name is Xue Jundong from Uvalde Research Extension Center with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. Today my talk is about leaf stomata conductance, leaf area index growth, and the transpiration of four cotton varieties under irrigated condition in southern Texas. Briefly introduced my co-authors. Dr. Cawthron give a lot of inputs in the variety selection and the initial planning of the experiment. He passed away a month ago. Dr. Lesko is a crop system physiologist, and this project is part of a rotation of wheat and the cotton in an irrigated situation. And Speer and Jones are technicians working with me. The objectives of this research is to find cotton varieties of all four cotton varieties that is more water efficient in a dry, limited irrigated situation. The reason for this is the recently for many years. Already in southwest Texas, we have water problems. We have limited available water, so we are trying to find ways to limit water use while maintaining the crop yield. And so this in this experiment, we are trying to measure some physiological variables that are related to water use in these four varieties of cotton. This is a picture showing cotton growth in a field. This is a center pivot field, which is about actually the plot we used, the plant area that's a quarter of the center pivot field, which is about 12 acres. And we can see some white tubes, that's mini rhizotron tubes. We measure roots, root growth, but in this report, I will not present anything about it. Honestly speaking, I have not, I take a lot of pictures, but don't have time to analyze this. So maybe in the next year, I will present those. This year, I mainly focus on the above ground leaf area growth and stomata conductance. So we have three irrigation levels and there's four cotton varieties in a split plot design in a pivot irrigation. We have Delta Pine 1044, Delta Pine 0935, and Farbermax 1944, as well as Phytogen 499. In Uvalde, in southwest Texas, one of the local favorite varieties is the Delta Pine 0935. So we're also testing these three other varieties to compare their water use. The planting and harvesting date is April 18th, September 18th, and we applied standard management for the disease and the weeds control. And as for irrigation, under full irrigation condition, we applied 9 inches plus the rainfall of 12 inches during the crop period. One thing that's happened here is our plot was one of the plot in the 75% irrigation treatment was flooded by a heavy rain in May. And that caused some problems. So we, in the data analysis right now, I only consider two irrigation levels, 50% and full irrigation only. The four variables measured, including leaf water potential, which is measured using pressure chamber, and leaf area index measured using canopy analyzer from LIHCO. And stomata conductance measured using a LIHCO 6400 portable photosynthesis system, and sub flow flux measured using Dynamics gauges. This table shows the leaf area. Shows the pre-dawn leaf water potential, which measured close to sunrise, before and immediately at the sunrise, on the 6 days, starting July 16. That's July 16. That's about the peak flower time. We actually for here we see the two treatment, 50% and 100% irrigation. We can see from the pre-dawn water potential, the drought did not develop until the bore opening near the early August. After that, we have frequent pre-dawn water potentials lower than the 15 bar value, especially in the drought treatment. Also, in several other well water treatment, we also had lower value. The reason is because this measurement was done between the water events, and we do have some stress development at the full irrigation, but once we see that, we delivered water. This graph shows the yield. This is the seed cotton. We did have, I gene this with the help of Dr. Wayne Smith at College Station of Texas A&M, but the data, I don't show this. Here, this is the seed cotton information. We don't have any statistical significance for the varieties, but the irrigation has a significance. So drought reduced the yield significantly. And also one important factor, one important phenomenon to see here is the numerically the highest yield occurred was measured in the Delta Pine 1044, which is the second group of the bars. Later we'll see some interesting trend of other variables for this variety. We also measured the trend of biomass growth. We separate leaves, stems, and balls opened and opened as well. We can see the major difference occurred in the early August, where we have opened and unopened balls. However, I think in the peak flower in late July, mid to late July, there might be some difference. But at that time, we didn't separate squares from the stem, so all the squares were included in the red portion in the middle of this graph. I think next year we should separate this. But the difference occurred more early to mid August, where we can see full irrigation treatment had more biomass, more mass on the open and end of open the balls. However, statistically they are not significant. Here's the four times of measurement of leaf area index. The only significance is the time. You can see the time with time they have a trend of typical growth trend. Also, irrigation has some significance. Irrigation significance mostly occurred in the last measurement days in mid-August. One trend to see here is the one variety deep, the Delta Pine 1044, numerically had lower leaf area index, which is shown as a red square here, compared with the three other varieties. And next we'll see from stomatic conductance. Also we measured four times, measured during the midday hours, finished measurement and within about 1 hour for all of the varieties. Also in here we have a steady decrease of stomatic conductance from the flowering time until the until later stages. Also, varieties have a significant effect. That significant effect is primarily was due to the lower, very lower conductance of phytogen 499 measured at July 16th, which is shown on the left panel of the graph. This is significantly different, but most others are not significant. But numerically, we can see phytogen 499 had tended to have lower stomata conductance, which is shown as a purple triangle. The curves tended to be lower across all those four measurements from mid-June to mid-August. We also measured steam sap flow. We had 16 gauges installed to two varieties. I didn't have enough gauges, so I only selected the Delta Pine 1044, and also phytogen 499 for the measurement. And to quantify the steam sap flow per day, per unit leaf area, we need to find out how much leaf area each plant had. To do that, we find a correlation between leaf area and leaf length, which is more easily measured without removing the leaves. After those, we get the sap flow measurement of 1 month. We should install this earlier, but due to many other things, we started the measurement in early August, late July, until the late August. That's 1 month. I think in the future, next year, I want to do it more much earlier, during the capture of the trend in the earliest stages. From this top panel is original data. In red, the middle one is the data we denoised, removed the noise, and then the bottom one shows the residual between the denoised and the original data. We see several very high spikes. That's perhaps due to some insulation problem. Those tubes were removed. I think they are not usable, those data. Most others are useful. This data is very, the analysis is very primitive. I only show here on this chart the results are measured for just for August 4th to 10th. The results is very much different from the leaf level gas exchange measurement. For leaf level gas exchange measurement, I measured the lower stomata conductance in the phytogen 499 compared with three other varieties. But in this one, the phytogen 499 tended to have higher sap flow in two treatment, 50 and 75, but it's lower in the 100 treatment. I still don't explain this. It seems very, very, very so wide that I cannot explain why they are so different. The data is limited and the measurement timing only 1 month during the most of the August days. This time I don't have any good conclusions about the sap flow data. But I hope to next year to repeat this, to include more, include additional stages, early stages especially, concurrently with data of leaf level stomata conductance measurement. And that way we can get more, compare the leaf level and the whole plant level transpiration. But that at this time, I am statistically, I cannot see much difference here. But numerically, I do see the phytogen 499 had a higher water use at dry conditions. So here's some tentative results, and actually more of a hypothesis generated for the next year's research. So from this data, out of the four varieties, two Delta Pine varieties and the phytogen, as well as of Fibermax. Of these four varieties, DP data Delta Pine 1044 and phytogen 499 seem to have potential of saving water while maintaining the yield. Remember, we have the yield data. They are not statistically different. They are, although the Delta Pine 1044 numerically had higher yield, both in the full irrigation and limited irrigation. So this Delta Pine 1044 higher possibility of high water use is possibly due to the relatively high yield and the lower livery index throughout the major stages. The phytogen 499 has tended to have a lower stomatic conductance, although these stomatic conductance is only measured on the top canopy. I hope they can represent the average condition of the leaves. So we need more measurement. We need more complete data next year, covering the full range of the development, and especially to compare leaf level and hopeless level water use. And hopefully at that time we can get more conclusive results. Thank you.
Thank you.